أهلاً وسهلاً. أنا اسمي أستاذ جاي. The purpose of these podcasts is to help students using Al-Kitab with their homework. These podcasts also provide some additional language input. The podcasts are meant to supplement, not to substitute, class time and teaching. أهلاً وسهلاً. Welcome to Al-Kitab Chapter 6, Podcast Episode Number 2. This podcast covers pages 91 to 101. لماذا? Answering why. There are a couple different ways you can answer why.
With لي, لأن, or بسبب.
So now we're constructing more complex sentences.
In the last podcast, I talked a little bit about the differences between لأن and بسبب.
We're going to go into more detail now. يلا, page 92. لي. Remember that you can use the preposition لي to mean in order to with a مصدر or a verb in the present tense. So, for example, the examples they give you there, أدرس للحصول على بكالوريوس. We have a مصدر there. But across from that,
أدرس لأحصل على بكالوريوس.
So those are basically the same things. And here's an additional example for لي. أنا أدرس اللغة العربية لأتكلم مع العرب. Or I could say, أنا أدرس للكلام مع العرب. So either using the present tense verb or the مصدر. And don't forget that بسبب is because of. So looking at the second example there, بسبب, used in an إضافة construction. لا أحب نيويورك بسبب الازدحام. Or you could say, أنا أحب الشرق الأوسط, the Middle East, بسبب الناس, بسبب العرب. But looking down at رقم ثلاثة, number three,
لأن,
you've got to use that followed by a جملة اسمية to mean because. So the example they give you, لا أحب بوسطن لأن الجو فيها بارد في الشتاء. We could use بسبب if we didn't have a جملة اسمية. So with that same example, we could say, لا أحب بوسطن بسبب الجو, because of the weather, the end.
But if you want to use a جملة اسمية, you have to use لأن.
لا أحب بوسطن لأن الجو فيها. And why is it فيها for بوسطن? Because Boston is Medina, right? Feminine, Medina. Now take a look at the chart they give you at the top of page 93.
Pronoun endings added to لأن.
So this is how you can use a جملة اسمية nicely with a pronoun ending. So because I,
لأن,
plus أنا equals لأني. Or actually for this one, you can say لأنني also. You can use either one, it doesn't matter. All right, let's look at some examples. تمرين تسع في البيت. Give reasons for the following using لي, لأن, or بسبب. Alright, let's look at رقم واحد. زوجي دائما تعبان blank شغل البيت. Okay, I'm not going to give you the answer, but I'll give you an example sentence that's similar to it. How about الطالب دائما تعبان blank الواجب. So لأن doesn't really work here. لي doesn't work. So it's got to be بسبب. الطالب دائما تعبان بسبب الواجب. So this might work for that one as well. You'll have to determine that. Let's look at number 10, then we'll look back at number 9. Number 10 says, نذهب إلى غرفة صديقتي blank مشاهدة برنامج الأصدقاء. Okay, so let me give you an example that's kind of similar to this one to help you.
أذهب إلى المكتبة
blank قراءة الكتاب الجديد. Okay, so what's it going to be? Could it be بسبب, because of the reading of the new book? That doesn't really make sense.
How about لأن?
Because I, or because reading the book? That doesn't really work either. How about لي, in order to? That one works.
أذهب إلى المكتبة لقراءة الكتاب الجديد.
Alright, now let's look at number 9. This one's a little more tricky.
أحب هذه المنطقة blank طقسها الجميل.
Okay, so could it be
لأن أحب هذه المنطقة لأن طقسها الجميل.
Well, it could not be, but if we took off the alif lam of جميل, then it could be. If we said
أحب هذه المنطقة لأن طقسها جميل.
That would be because its weather is beautiful. But we're not saying the weather is beautiful. We're saying the beautiful weather. So it's got to be something else. Yalla, تمرين عشرة, drill 10. Let's do a couple of these. Look at رقم ثلاثة. Number 3, they are going to the library to watch the video. You could do this one a couple different ways. I'm going to give you an example that's similar to it. They are going to the university to get a diploma. And remember, to get's like to obtain. All right, so do you think in this one we could use بسبب, because of the getting of the diploma? No, that doesn't make sense.
How about لأن?
Because it. Like لأنها. No, that doesn't really make sense. We've got to do an in order to, so we've got to use لي. All right, now, we can either use the present tense verb, or we can use a مصدر. All right, so let's try it with a present tense verb. هم يذهبون إلى الجامعة ليحصلوا على الدبلوم. Or we can use the مصدر of the verb to get, to obtain, الحصول. هم يذهبون إلى الجامعة للحصول على الدبلوم. So you see, with the لي you can use the present tense verb or the مصدر. Okay, how about رقم أربعة, number 4. We like Arabic because it's so easy. Ha 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 ha. Alright, how about something similar to that, like they like English because it's so beautiful. Okay, could we do because of بسبب? No. Okay, could we do لي in order to? No, there's really no sense of in order to do something here. Because it.
So we need to do something with لأن.
هم يحبون الإنجليزية. And you don't have to always say اللغة الإنجليزية, the English language. You can just say الإنجليزية, like you'll hear العربية just by itself. And it's feminine because we're thinking that we're talking about لغة, the noun being feminine. So هم يحبون الإنجليزية
لأن
جميلة.
Can we just leave it with لأن?
No, we need to say because it. And what's the gender going to be? Is it going to be لأنه or لأنها? Well, اللغة الإنجليزية are feminine. So we're going to use the feminine. هم يحبون الإنجليزية لأنها جميلة. يلا, تمرين الحادي عشر, drill 11. So, we're supposed to give reasons for the following. Some of these you can use لي, لأن, or بسبب. Let's look at رقم واحد, the first one. أشعر أحيانا بالوحدة. Now, what could we use? بسبب? Yeah, we could use بسبب there.
How about لأن? Could we use لأن there? Yes, but how about لي?
In order to? That one doesn't really make sense. So choose one of the other ones. So I might say something like أشعر أحيانا بالوحدة بسبب الجو. Or I might say أشعر أحيانا بالوحدة لأنني أسكن بعيدا عن عائلتي. Okay, how about رقم ستة? I had a friend who would say the following. أدرس العربية بسبب البنات اللبنانيات الجميلات. Yeah, he said he was studying Arabic because of the beautiful Lebanese women he saw on the news programs.
He liked the weather ladies.
But regardless, let's move on. Yalla. تمرين السابع عشرة, drill 17. رقم واحد. لا أحب السكن في blank this old house. So we're just doing the Arabic equivalents here. Alright. So, if we said something like هذا البيت القديم. Okay, that's the answer, and I'll just give that to you. But we're going to do something else. So first, لا أحب السكن في هذا البيت القديم. And السكن, what grammatical principle is that? السكن is the مصدر, right? لا أحب السكن. I don't like to live. Or I don't like the living, right? And remember that مصدرs are almost always definite. So thus we have the alif lam in this one, right? If it were part of the idafa construction, the first term of the idafa never has the alif lam, right? But this is not an idafa, so we have the alif lam. لا أحب السكن في هذا البيت القديم. All right, what if we wanted to change this to that old house? Remember those words at the beginning of the chapter? You would say, لَا أُحِبَّ سَكْن فِي ذَلَكِ الْبَيْتِ الْقَدِيمِ. All right, let's do the same with the last one there. رقم عشرة, number 10.
زُمَلَاءِ يَسْكُنُونَ فِي هَذَهِ الْمِنْتَقَى. Right? فِي هَذَهِ الْمِنْتَقَى.
All right, what if we wanted to say that area? زُمَلَاءِ يَسْكُنُونَ فِي تِلْكَ الْمِنْتَقَى. So remember those, ذَلَك and تِلْكَ. Get those down. يَلَّا. This podcast series is for students who are using the Arabic textbook Al-Kitab fi Ta'alum al-Arabiyya, Part 1, Second Edition, by Kristen Brustad, Mahmoud Al-Battal, and Abbas Atonsi. From Georgetown University Press.